The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
On ESPN Plus, you can give me a call at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests, join me on the Goodyear Hotline. Missed the last couple days. I was vaccinated finally. Went to the Javits Center in New York City. Waited. I got the Pfizer vaccine. And I had, like, I was tired the next day. But I didn't really have any other side effect. I was just tired, except my voice went.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
It's funny because, you know, B and I did a lot of site on the CBD website and COVID. And you were the first case in the history of vaccines to actually lose their voice. But double loss for the radio, but you're able to do TV one of the days. But they're the only one that lost their voice twice on radio. It's crazy.
I volunteered for radio yesterday and was taken off. That was an executive decision.
That's not what happened.
To save my precious voice. I will read you the text. Now listen. Talk to Liam. Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. Anyway, I know a lot of people are hesitant to get vaccinated, and this kind of anti-vaxxing nonsense has been going on since before the pandemic, and we've been much less healthy since. And let me just tell everyone, like the anti-vaxxers, it's all pseudoscience and nonsense. Go get your vaccination. Go get vaccinated. I know there's some issue with Johnson & Johnson. 6 cases out of 7 million with a clotting issue, and that's serious for sure, but anyway, so I got my vaccination and my first one, and I lost my voice. And Raj has a lot of jokes about that. He thinks I should contact Dr. Fauci because I'm the first person to ever lose their voice after being vaccinated. But that was the side effect for me, Raj. That was the side effect for me. Meantime, I turn around, and what's happening in the world? Julius Erving, Dr. J himself of ABA and NBA fame, said that the Nets... One time New York Net, Dr. J, by the way, after the Virginia Squires in the ABA wound up on the New York Nets, best player in the league, MVP, put up crazy numbers, crazy highlights. He's the greatest player in Nets history, right? He said they're buying a championship. He compared Brooklyn to the New York Yankees and to the Los Angeles Lakers. Dr. J said it's reminiscent of how the Yankees used to do it all the time. Talking to Danny Green on Danny Green's podcast. They load up and they call it buying a championship. The Lakers are known for doing it too. They're just buying a championship, man. They're getting all these pieces. Now, let me just say something about this. That is true. They're loading up and they're getting all these pieces. It is unfair. Pardon. It is unfair in a league with a salary cap, even if it's a soft cap. Like the NFL has a hard cap. They don't care how long you've been there, or they're not making any exceptions. You got to get under the cap. The NBA, they have a salary cap, but if you're already on the team, you can grandfather in your contract, pass the cap, all this stuff. But in a league with a cap, to say someone's buying a championship doesn't really work. Have the Yankees bought championships? Yes, they have. Although most of the years that the Yankees outspent all the other teams is not when they've won. They're usually among the leaders in terms of spending dollars, even in years where they haven't been number one, and certainly it's correlated to winning. But actually, when they've tried to buy the championship, it's rarely worked. Sometimes it's worked, but it's rarely worked. But you could say the Nets or the Lakers are buying championships? Well, here, you know what's interesting about that? Here we have a league with a cap. So everyone spends the same. I mean, certain teams are willing to pay luxury tax money, but I suspect any team in the league that could get KD and James Harden and Kyrie would take them. Any team in the league that could get LeBron and AD on the same team, they'd take them. And they'd pay luxury tax if they had to. So it's the reason it's an interesting case study is here are the Brooklyn Nets in New York. They're not allowed to spend more money than other teams. There's a cap. Well, yeah, but they have New York as a market. Really? So do the Knicks. The Knicks tried to get the same players, couldn't get them. I mean, Julius Randle's turned out to be a revelation for the Knicks, and Lakers fans know him well, drafted him 8th overall. Was it 7th or 8th? It was right after Marcus Smart got drafted by the Celtics. And I remember this because there was a regular season game toward the end of the season, maybe in the last game of the season, the year of that draft. And I wanted the Lakers to tank because I liked Smart more than Julius Randle. and they beat the Celtics in a regular season game, which I felt was meaningless, and wound up with Randle. But right now, Randle's, you know, Smart's been excellent. Randle's a better player right now. But the Knicks didn't know that when they signed him. They gave him $10 million because they couldn't get anyone else to take their money. So the Knicks have been around forever, and they never get top free agents, ever. They have the same New York market. Or why can't they buy a championship? The Clippers in L.A. have never been to a conference finals. I feel confident the Clippers can hang another second-round banner this year, maybe. But they've never even been. Oh, wait, sorry, first-round banner. They've never hung a second-round banner. Maybe. It'd be nice if the Clippers could hang a second-round banner up in the rafters there. It'd mean they got to the conference finals at least. They have the L.A. market. Why haven't the Clippers been able to attract free agents until very recently? Because it ain't in the NBA about the market or exclusively. And there's no such thing as buying a championship in the NBA. It depends on how well you run your franchise. I'll leave the Yankees out of this because there is no cap in baseball, although the luxury tax threshold for repeat offenders is so severe that teams really get punished for that, and even the Yankees want to stay under it now. Let's stick to the NBA. Lakers fans, I love me some Dr. J. And by the way, Dr. J's team, the Virginia Squires, couldn't afford to keep him, so he got traded to the New York Nets of the ABA, and then he got a good deal to go to the NBA and make a lot of money with the Sixers and won his only NBA championship when the Sixers got Moses Malone, who was the best, you know, apologies to Bird and Magic and even Kareem back then, but there were a couple years where Moses Malone was the best player in the league. That's why he won MVP. And once the Sixers got Moses Malone, then they won the championship. Dr. J, Moses Malone, those guys weren't drafted by the Sixers. And I'm not saying anything like Dr. J has a lot of nerve. Love me some Dr. J. I'm just saying when he says that, that's not an insult. It's a compliment. Because in the NBA, if you're quote-unquote buying a championship, what it means is everyone wants to play for you. Everyone wants to be on that team. And Lakers fans, understand, don't let anyone down you over that. When I was a Knicks fan growing up, I'm a Lakers fan now, moved to L.A. to do afternoon drive at one point, thought, not giving up my Yankees or my New York football Giants, no real conflict there. But no one's trying to hear the local radio guy root for another team. Can I be a Lakers fan? I thought, hell yeah. What have the Knicks ever done for me? The Lakers, when I was a kid, I used to think, how does it that the Lakers always get that? They got Kareem and Magic, then later on, wait, how'd they get Shaq and now they got Kobe? Like, how does that happen for the Lakers all the time? And I never hated on them. I just wanted the Knicks to be like them. But a lot of people hate on the Lakers. I'm not saying Dr. J is. I'm saying he's echoing a sentiment where a lot of people say, well, the Lakers buy a championship. No, no. Well, it's because they're in L.A. Really? Then what haven't the Clippers won any championships? No, no, no. That, when people say that, they're trying to down the Lakers, who simply have been run better than any other franchise by so much, it's embarrassing. The Lakers have embarrassed the rest of sports how much better they're run than the rest of sports. When Dr. Buss bought that team in 1979, they had 6 championships. The Celtics had 13. You blink, and they're both at 17. I mean, a lot of decades have passed. But no one's come close to the Lakers' success since Dr. Buss bought the team. They just won their 11th championship last year in that time. You know who the next closest franchise is? The Bulls have won 6 in that time. With Michael freaking Jordan, who played his, you know, all his prime with the Bulls. They won 6. The Lakers have almost twice as much. The Celtics have won 4 since Dr. Buss bought the team. The Spurs have won 5. No one's getting close to the Lakers. No, no, everyone has the same. And by the way, if you will, the Lakers, they're a big market, so they'll spend luxury tax money. The Buss family runs this as a family business. All of their wealth comes from the Lakers. That's how they make. This is not some nameless, faceless corporation or, you know, like a multi-billionaire who bought the team originally and it's a vanity thing. No, no, no. This is their business. When the Lakers come out of pocket to pay luxury tax money, even though they know, even if they just compete but don't win a championship, they'll still be popular and sell out Staples and have a huge TV contract. Like, that was the Dolan's calculation with the Knicks. As long as we can make it to the second round, we'll be fine. No, that's not the Lakers. The Lakers lose money in luxury tax. They spend extra money because they look at the team as a public trust. They're just stewards of it. CP, the franchise, NBA analyst, Knicks Fan TV, joins me on the Goodyear Hotline, the Max Kellerman Show, presented by Progressive Insurance. CP. There he is. CP, I can't hear you. Every time CP comes on the show, he has some technical difficulty to get out of debating me. This is unbelievable. Oh, boy, the old banana in the tailpipe, huh? Uh-huh. No, I can't hear you, CP. Can anyone hear CP at all, Raj, on the air? Raj?
No. They hear his normal technical difficulties that he has every time we're trying to help the brother out, you know, trying to get, you know, give somebody a upstart type of media guy a break, and he just won't get a new internet thing. So we got to go to the callers.
CP, what do you want, dial-up? What's going on over there? Ghetto. Nobody smiling. Ghetto. CP, get your tech game up, brother. Marcus in Brooklyn, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Yes, yes. Good afternoon, Max. First time caller. Love your show, man. I wanted to talk about, the Yankees and their state of affairs, man. Mm. And they bought a championship, like you said. You know, Yankees got big money, but at the same time, Brooklyn, a lot of the vets took like minimum deals. Yeah. So I understand the big name splash is like, you know, Blake Griffin, LaMarcus Aldridge. It was a big name splash, but a lot of those guys took like less money.
The bottom line is they have to think it's a healthy culture. Players are not stupid. They have to think, yeah, that's a place that I want to work. You know, like when the Yankees bought a championship in 2009, they brought in CC Sabathia, they brought in Mark Teixeira, big money, right? They won one chip. In the late 90s, early 2000s, when they won 4 out of 5 and came an out away from winning 5 out of 6 World Series, they normally did not have the highest payroll in the league. To say that the Nets are buying the championship or that the Lakers, I'm not mad at Dr. J. Love me some Dr. J, but it's not an insult. First of all, you can't truthfully say the Lakers or the Nets, but like the Nets finally got to be a place where a team in New York City, free agents and superstars, looks like, yeah, I want to play there. The Knicks have never been that until maybe now. No one ever wanted to come to the Knicks, really. So you can't even say, well, it's because they have New York or they're willing to spend money. Dolan was willing to spend money. No one wanted to take his money. You can't just say it's L.A. The Clippers, you know, have 0 conference finals appearances. The Lakers have 17 championships. No, when people say, oh, the Lakers buy championships, what they mean is, damn, I wish my team was run by the Lakers. Now, L.A. is a glamour market. They have a built-in advantage there. It's easier to attract people there to, like, Minnesota. The weather's nice. It's a big cosmopolitan area. I get that. But just because you're in L.A. doesn't mean you're going to succeed. As CP, the franchise, can tell you, just because you're in New York doesn't mean you're going to succeed. CP, are you there?
Can you hear me now?
Now I got you.
Loud and clear. It's that diabolical Rod Groves, the producer, always setting up my audio, man. It's all good. I'm here, live and direct, from Los Angeles.
You're in L.A. right now?
I am in L.A.,
listen
man.
To that.
I am in L.A.
The phone's going off. Oh, CP, you're a hot mess today. You're in L.A.
It's the transition room calling me.
You sound like you're calling from Grand Central Station. What's up with that echo? All right, look, CP, CP, it's always great to have you on. Now, let me ask you this. First, I want you to comment on Dr. J's comments, talking about the Nets are buying a championship like the Lakers. I don't think you can buy a championship in the NBA in a league with a cap. You got to show, like the Knicks are maybe doing now, hey, we're a place that high-powered players want to come and play. What's your thoughts on Dr. J's comments?
Oh, well, the good doctor's absolutely right. What the Nets are doing is buying a championship. If you look at it, listen, they were able to get James Harden. They have Kyrie. They have KD. But getting Blake Griffin, getting LaMarcus Aldridge, two guys who were, you know, max salary guys who were bought out and able to get them on veteran minimums. I mean, you technically have 5 guys on max contracts. They're definitely buying a championship.
Hold on. Wait a minute. CP, what a bunch of nonsense. First of all, LaMarcus Aldridge retired today because of his
he has a heart issue, right?
He
just retired.
And Blake Griffin, they were on max contracts. The reason they got bought out is because they're not only not max players, they're not all-star players. Really, they're not even starters anymore, let's be honest. That's not buying a championship. How's that buying a championship? They could have got, like, they want to play for the Nets because the Nets are really good.
You practically have an all-star team in Brooklyn, Max. Come on, Max. You practically have an all-star team.
So why don't the Knicks have an all-star team?
We're working on it. Those same New York Knicks, four in a row, put some respect on their name, also beat the Lakers 111-96 on Monday night.
Oh,
but
for
you guys
crying
didn't
out loud.
On Tuesday because you didn't want the smoke.
For crying out loud. The Lakers beat the – I mean, the Knicks beat the Lakers. No LeBron, no AD. Get out of here with that. Listen, first of all, you say the Knicks are working on it. The Knicks are an all-star team in the sense they have one all-star. His name is Julius Randle, who, by the way, was drafted by the Lakers. If anything, the Knicks are trying to buy a championship. They paid Julius Randle when no one else wanted to. Let's be honest.
The Knicks are building this slow and steady, Max. Number six seed in the East, lowest payroll in the league. Put some respect on their name. Julius went down to New Orleans, outshined Zion, but ESPN made Zion the story, as they always do. So on Knicks Fan TV, we cover it down the middle, and the story was definitely Julius Randle leading his team to four wins in a row.
Down the middle. Down what middle? You cover it orange and blue. Down the middle. All right, look, CP, let's get realistic here. Yeah. Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio, CP, the franchise NBA analyst and Knicks fan TV. I want to talk about this playing game because Mark Cuban recently said that the playing game is, in hindsight, in retrospect, it's a mistake because people want to, you know, it's a compressed schedule and there could be injury concerns. Here's my thing. Mm-hmm. Since when does a seventh seed get to rest players? Get out of here with that. What this has done, the play-in tournament, is make the regular season more interesting, which is the point, dissuades teams from tanking, which is the point, and in terms of, well, there's an injury concern, well, that's the compressed schedule. That's not about a play-in tournament, but, like, also, like, the seventh seed's not supposed to get to rest, guys. That's for the one seed, the two seed. The seventh seed is complaining about resting, guys? What's your take?
Well, look, you know, Cuban's concern is that the compressed schedule is putting extra wear and tear on the players. What the correlation is to player injuries, I'm not so sure. But he does have a point there in terms of, you know, these guys are playing every other day, and so rest has to be factored in. The playing game, you know, every sport, the commissioner is looking to maintain ratings, increase revenue, and make sure that the fans are engaged. So every sport, they're looking to, you know, switch up some aspects of the game to make it more enticing. The playing game, it in a way, prevents tanking. And, you know, from Cuban's point, the Mavs are sitting in the seventh seed in the West. They're a game behind Portland. They have the easiest schedule remaining in terms of opponents' combined winning percentage. All they need to do is win their games, and they should be able to get into that sixth seed, and they won't have to settle for the playing game. You know, like Herm Edwards said, man, you play to win the game. And so these are the rules. They have to play by it.
Now, CP, the franchise, NBA analyst, Knicks fans TV, fan TV on Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. You're a Knicks guy. I used to be, and I saw the light, and I became a Lakers fan. My life has been much better since then. Now, listen, I want to ask you something, and be honest. I was following the NBA when you weren't even a twinkle in your father's eye yet, I remember thinking as a kid, damn, I wish the Knicks were run like the Lakers. Like, to me, the Lakers were the Yankees. They were run. They were a big, glamorous market. They were ran that way, and players wanted to play there, and they had the kind of cachet and the marquee value. And I used to see what they did. I was like, wait, hold on. How did they get Shaq? They got Shaq? Why don't the Knicks get Shaq?
Yeah.
Can you be honest and just admit to the people who are hearing you in L.A. right now that as a Knicks fan, you wish the Knicks were the Lakers, right? Isn't that true? You wish the Knicks were the Lakers. They could be run like the Lakers.
No, if I wish the Knicks were the Lakers, I'd be a Laker fan. I mean, not so long ago when the Lakers got LeBron James, you had Laker fans standing. I'm right by Staples Center. You had Laker fans protesting when the Lakers lowballed Tyronn Lue in the contract, that Jeannie Buss was running this team into the ground. You and Stephen A. were on First Take saying that the Lakers need to sell the team. You know, Jeannie Buss needs to sell the team.
I didn't say that. I didn't say Jeannie should sell. I never said Jeannie should sell.
Well, maybe that was your partner, Brick, a.k.a. Stephen A. Maybe it was Stephen A. But the point is, look, luck has a lot to do with it. You know, the Lakers always get their guy. They got Shaq. They ended up getting Pau Gasol. You know, LeBron came. You know, he wanted to fulfill his off-court endeavors.
Are you really saying it's luck?
Yeah.
CP, hold on.
Yeah.
The Nets move to New York.
Yeah.
You blink. They have KD, James Harden, Kyrie Irving. The Lakers play in the same market as the Clippers. They've won 17. The Clippers have never been to a conference finals. You have the nerve to sit there and say it's luck? It's luck?
Yeah. It partly is luck, especially in Brooklyn. Listen, KD and Kyrie chose the Nets not because they were some well-run franchise. They were running from the smoke. They did not want the pressure that came with winning with the Knicks, with the orange and blue. So they chose the lower ground because if they win, they're good. If they lose, they're still good, and they can still maintain their brand. KD's on his way to building a $1 billion brand, and he can do that under the radar in Brooklyn. Why? Because
Lakers.
No one cares.
Lakers fans, listen. Lakers fans, I want you to listen to this man, CP, the franchise. Think of the mental gymnastics he has to do to convince himself of this position. It's unbelievable. By the way, it's Jackie Robinson Day, right? Major League Baseball. Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier in 1947, became the first African-American player in the major leagues, you know, except for Babe Ruth, right? But anyway, the point is, when he did that, Branch Rickey, who invented the farm system in baseball and was instrumental in getting Jackie Robinson to the majors, Branch Rickey used to say, unrelated to Jackie Robinson, but that's a segue, used to say, luck is the residue of design. The Lakers get lucky in the sense that that's the residue of design, CP. Now, they're telling me we have to wrap. And you successfully cut this interview short by faking the audio props. What are you going to come up with next week? What's the excuse going to be?
Listen, that was the diabolical Raj Groves. Listen, I was ready to come on Tuesday and give you the smoke after the vaunted Knicks defense took care of the Lakers in Madison Square Garden. But I already knew that you guys were going to come up with an excuse to dull down the momentum. But nevertheless, I'm here. I bring the traveling studio here to Los Angeles. I'll be back in New York next week in the studio to give you the full smoke on Knicks Fan TV.
I got you, CP. You just listen. Whatever basement you do that from, your mom's basement or something, tell her to spring for the wireless. Forget about the dial-up. It's ridiculous. CP the franchise, ladies and gentlemen. Check him out. He's excellent. Knicks Fan TV. You should become a Lakers fan. Do that stuff for the Lakers. Be so much happier. The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. This day in 1947, Jackie Robinson made history. Recent data shows that out of all the female-owned businesses, it's estimated that one in three is owned by a mom. CEO and founder Talia Goldstein is one such mompreneur. She needs to hire several matchmakers a month for her personalized matchmaking company, so she uses ZipRecruiter. Their technology helps her find the right people for her job quickly. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day, and right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/max. That's ZipRecruiter.com/max.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
Throughout its long history, Major League Baseball has operated under the premise that no single person is bigger than the game. No single person other than Jackie Robinson.
Did you ever think that maybe God gave you that particular position because you had the strength to take it? That's the only consolation I've had, wondering whether or not I'm being tested.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Lakers and Nets buy their success. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. On April 15th, 1947, a 28-year-old Jackie Robinson didn't make the majors till he was 28 because of racist white people who controlled baseball. Oh, they weren't ready for it. For all those, and this goes for this day too, when there is a moral imperative that is being resisted because people, quote unquote, aren't ready, straight to hell with those people. Jackie Robinson broke baseball's color barrier when he made his historic Major League Baseball debut on April 15th, 1947. One of the all-time great second basemen. I mean, between like, he broke it in 1947, he was a first baseman. Starting, I think, like in 48 for about 4 or 5 years, he was, you know, as great a second baseman as anyone who ever lived. You know, Joe Morgan, one or two other guys. Jackie Robinson was right there. Got on base all the time, hit for good power for a middle infielder, great speed, not just as a base stealer, but as a base runner, aggressive, you know, played an important defensive position, hit for a very high batting average, high on base percentage. Like he was MVP of the league. Anyway, every year on April 15th, baseball honors Jackie's legacy by celebrating his life, values, and accomplishments. He was, by the way, a four-sport athlete at UCLA, a great running back at UCLA before he was ever a baseball player in the majors. But again, like, you know, Jackie Robinson did all that at the age of 28. What if he would have gotten to, what if just on his merits instead of the racist color line, what if on his merits he could have just made the majors when he was ready to make the majors? Had 5 or 6 years in his career. At any rate, he had to endure, the stories are famous. I suppose they're still well known. I don't know about youth culture as much as I did. I'm 47 years old. When I was a kid, people knew the story of Jackie Robinson. I suppose people still do. That's why it's important that baseball does this, because the stories get told on this day. But, you know, spat at and things thrown at him and cursed out and can't stay at the same hotels on the road and can't fight back, can't hit back. Yeah, he was, when you think about the 20th century and the significant sports figures in the 20th century, Jackie Robinson is right near the top of the list, and it's a good thing that not only that baseball retired his number for all teams. Last man to wear 42, fittingly, was Mariano Rivera, the only unanimous Hall of Fame selection in the history of baseball. And no one else is allowed to wear 42 ever again, only Jackie Robinson. At any rate, it's a very good thing that baseball does this. We should never forget that Major League Baseball, you know, kept black players out until 1947. And by the way, when Jackie Robinson broke it in 1947, it's not like then the majors were integrated. There was one black dude. And then within a couple years, there were a handful. And today, you know, on First Take, we talked about, it wasn't a debate, we discussed it really, you know, what baseball can do, because participation by African-American players in the major league, at the major league level, was into the 20% when I was a kid, 20-something percent of the league. And now it's back down to levels not long after Jackie Robinson broke into the league. So, like, what can baseball do to gin up interest and participation, you know, African-American participation in the sport? Josh in Michigan, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Hey, Max, appreciate your time. I'm curious if you think today, the way the NBA is kind of playing out, if you think it's even possible, you know, to win a chip without, I don't know if it's buying a chip, but without getting maybe three or four guys together that are, you know, all-star level guys to go to one city.
Yeah, it's possible, but
the Pistons, but.
No, it was the Mavericks. You know, they had Dirk Nowitzki. Jason Kidd was toward the end of his career. Jason Terry was really good, but like a, you know, six-man type. But you can, once every 10 years or so, a team built around a star that was usually drafted by the team, and when they and is able to collect good-fitting pieces, is able to pop their head up and win a championship. But that is the exception, not the rule. The league is dominated by multiple superstar teams. Teams with multiple superstars on the team win, you know, almost all the championships every once in a while. 04 Pistons, 2011, or was it 10 or 11, Mavericks. You know, once in a while that happens. Mitch in Jersey, you're on the Max Kellerman Show.
Hello, Max. I agree. You're going to have two superstars, at least two stars, and the Clippers and Nets are finally doing it. Those teams have a history of making bad decisions, especially in the draft, and only now that you realize they have good owners, good decisions, good GMs, and it's coming together.
Mitch, you hit the nail on the head. The real reason that, and this, the reason you can't say, oh, the Lakers are buying a championship or the Nets are buying a championship, why haven't the Knicks or the Clippers been able to do it? And the answer is rotten ownership. You know, Donald Sterling was the worst owner in sports, so the Clippers could never be really good. They got rid of Donald Sterling, you blink, and the Clippers are a powerhouse. People want to play there because a fish rots from the head down, and no one wants to play for a rotten fish head. And this is the problem with the Knicks. Dolan, terrible owner. So to say the Nets are buying a championship, well, why hasn't Dolan? He's tried to. Why can't he? Because you can't. Because with a salary cap, it's not just buying it. The number one thing is ownership. At the ownership level, that has to be working. And then that has to trickle down. It has to be the kind of environment that players want to be a part of. Tune in to an NFL battle Saturday. Sorry, NFL. NL battle. National League battle. Saturday, as the Cubs host the Braves. Coverage begins at 1:45 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. By the way, Trevor Lawrence said something. Ooh, it's making the rounds. He said it after First Take was off the air. At least it got to us after First Take was off the air. We would have definitely talked about this. Baseball, I'm going to talk about it coming up. Baseball is back, and so are your favorite teams and players. Catch the best of the bigs all season on ESPN Plus with over 170 live Major League Baseball games featuring every star and every team in the league. Sign up now at ESPNPlus.com/baseball.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. You heard what Trevor Lawrence said? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Did you miss any of the Max Kellerman Show today? If you did, you missed CP the Fanchise, misguided Knicks fan, faking technical issues in order to get out of debating with me. At any rate, if you'd like to hear that, although it's unclear if he had technical issues or if Raj just botched it, but you can listen to it and decide for yourself. You can always find both hours of the show posted daily as a podcast, available wherever you listen to podcasts. First, it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Sports Illustrated cover story. Trevor Lawrence is out to prove absolutely nothing. Listen to this quote. I'm passionate about what I do, and it's really important to me, but I don't have this chip on my shoulder. I can't manufacture that. I don't want to. Trevor's father said, my son isn't a, quote, I want to win a Super Bowl at all costs type of person. Oof. Hey, listen. We like our sports heroes, right? Like Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant and Larry Bird and the Killers, right? They want to win more than anything. Tom Brady and, oh, it kills them if they don't win. I remember, you know, really a great, an underrated pitcher for the Yankees, Andy Pettit, who did not have the stuff maybe of the top guys ever, right? But had this competitive streak. You hear stories about him when he was a kid. If he lost a football game or a Little League game, he'd be crying about it and stuff, wanted to win more than anything. Not everyone has to be, you know, from the same mold. There are different, like Kevin Durant, I remember when he was still on Oklahoma City, like way back in the day. And he was talking about, like, it ain't life or death for me, winning a championship. You know, now, would I prefer my franchise quarterback to be like, oh yeah, it is for me? Yes, I would. But does that mean you can't be great? That you can't be a champion without that attitude? No, you can be a champion without that attitude. You absolutely can. Yes, yes, Raj.
But Max, what if Justin Fields said the same damn thing? How would the reaction be?
Oh, no, Justin Fields not allowed to say that. He's African-American, Raj.
That's all I'm saying, man. What if he did? Talk to me, man.
He wouldn't even be. He'd go undrafted. Justin Fields, report, Justin, even because you just suggested that, Fields has now dropped to the fourth round, Raj. The fact of the matter is, if I were in this draft, you know who I'd want to be? I'd want to be the Jets, and I would take actually Zach Wilson if I were the Jets. Like, Trevor Lawrence has – and Booger McFarland said it today, and I've said the exact same thing verbatim. He checks all the boxes, you know? He is tall, not just tall, very tall, 6 foot six. He's big, he's strong, he's tall, he's fast, he has a great arm. He has a long and deep and successful college resume. He's shown toughness and grit and made tackles in the open field after throwing interceptions. He's won a championship in college, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He's going to be the number one pick. You can't pass on him. But, man, if you're a team like the Jets, you're like, okay, well, someone else, I got Zach Wilson, pretty good. And what if, check this out, think about it a little more. What if Mac Jones actually does go third? And what if Atlanta looks at Trey Lance and says, you know what? We could draft our replacement quarterback, but we really need Sewell or, you know, an offensive tackle. Or we want to trade out of the fourth spot. But let's say they take an offensive tackle. And you keep going down. You say, well, the Bengals, who drafts fifth? I'm losing the draft order now. But at any rate, yeah, the Bengals, we already have our quarterback. And you keep falling, you keep falling. Could you imagine some quarterback needy team? Justin Fields falls into their lap. He was one of the most ballyhooed quarterbacks out of high school ever. And by the way, it's not like his college career dampened what people were expecting. Like, he lived up to it. He was great in college. Woo! Someone's going to get a steal in Justin Fields. Anyway, yeah, I'd rather hear Trevor Lawrence's dad say, my son eats, breathes, and sleeps it, and he wants to die if he can't win. That's not him. Doesn't mean he can't be a champion. That was Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Gabe in Virginia, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Max, I completely agree with you about what you say about what Dr. J said about buying a championship. I completely agree with you. Mm-hmm. But what I don't agree with you on is switching to the Lakers. I mean, I know that's your own personal opinion, mm-hmm. but I mean, you gotta stay strong on your team. Like, those Sixers fans out there that went through the process, I mean, they stuck to it for a while.
Dude,
I mean,
if there was a process with the Knicks, Gabe, I'm 47. I rooted for the Knicks since before I can remember, up until my late 30s when I moved to L.A. to host Afternoon Drive. I considered carefully whether I could even move to L.A. to do that because I thought, your local radio guy, you want to make sure he roots for your team. Right, like as a listener, I'm a radio fan. I don't want to hear a host who doesn't root for my team. So I thought Dodgers are in the NL. That's no conflict with the Yankees, right? No problem. I could root for the Dodgers as my National League team. There was no NFL franchise, so that's no conflict with the Giants at the time. UCLA basketball, USC football, yeah, I could get with it. It's not like New York has it. St. John's or, you know, Rutgers or something is a big deal in New York right now. Yeah, I could get with it. The question for me, the sticking point, was can I give up my Knicks for the Lakers? That lasted a couple of minutes, and I thought to myself, what am I doing? I always wished the Knicks were the Lakers or run like the Lakers. And Dolan, like, there's no plan in sight. Now there is a plan, but then there was no plan in sight. They were just miserable all the time. And until Dolan sells the team, I'll never root for the Knicks. Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio, much more coming up.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.